A Mandalorian Force user? Leia asked. That's rare.
She was walking next to Han, passing through an open colonnade of vast proportions, with white pillars that rose 100 meters into a sky of swirling blue haze. Vines were spiraling up the pillars literally before their eyes. Flocks of brightly colored birds were swooping about their heads, and she was holding Han's glowing, translucent hand and feeling happier than she had in a long time. They might be trying to hunt down a pair of super genius mass murderers who wanted them dead, but at least they were doing it together. As long as they had that, they had everything. Han shook his head.
You're missing the point, he said. Bardoon was some sort of accident. He wasn't born Force-sensitive, and he wasn't one of their biot experiments. He was a normal guy who couldn't use the Force at all until after the Kref sent him in here. It's like something got into him.
Are you suggesting he was possessed?
Leia asked. She knew of other cases where a dark side spirit had taken control of another being, but none that had involved a space-time warping gate whose function she could barely fathom.
That's a possibility, I suppose, but I don't think we should leap to any conclusions.
Who's leaping?
Han asked. He waved his arm back toward the catacombs, which they had left some time ago.
You saw those shadows. Didn't it seem like they were trying to get a little too friendly?
Maybe,
Leia said.
Okay, let's assume you're right, and they were dark side spirits.
She turned to look back over her shoulder.
Are you saying the Krefts came in here because they actually want to be possessed?
The entrance to the catacombs was no longer visible behind them. Instead, the vine-wrapped pillars in the distance had given way to white tree trunks, and above that area of the colonnade, the sky had changed into a rich green canopy.
A distant figure. Her brother, Luke, she thought, stood amid the trees, pivoting away.
Gliding through the forest, approaching the figure from three different sides, were a trio of dark, amorphous masses. Banks of shadow that seemed to slip through the woods like an inky black fog.
The Krefts are pretty arrogant,
Han continued, apparently unaware of what was happening behind them.
Maybe they think they can outsmart a few dark side spirits.
Finally, Han turned to look back too, and just then, a crimson lightsaber ignited within the middle shadow.